This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Taiwanese voters headed to the polls for presidential and legislative elections. The vote follows months of signs that China is stepping up political influence and disinformation on the island Beijing claims as its own. More from VOA's Ralph Jennings.
Voters lined up in thick crowds outside Taiwan's polling stations on Saturday morning in an early sign of strong turnout in a presidential election that will chart the future of the island's relations with China. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. But Taiwanese said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic self-rule over unification. Anti-China protests in Hong Kong over the past months raised fear among some Taiwanese voters of what life might be like under rule by Beijing. China has ruled Hong Kong for more than 20 years. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
It appears, at least for now, that an outright U.S.-Iran war has been averted. VOA's Brian Patton explains.
The prospect of another imminent war in the Middle East has subsided for now after Iran's retaliatory missile strike against a U.S. military base in Iraq caused no reported casualties. But the recent escalation of tensions following the U.S. drone strike in Iraq that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani has some critics suggesting President Trump was motivated to take military action in part to shift attention away from his impeachment. The president's decision to take military action against Iran, some analysts say, was motivated largely by frustration over Iran's continued attacks against the U.S. and allies in the region. Past presidents have also been accused of using a military crisis abroad to rally support at home. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The U.S. is joining other nations in blaming Iran for the downing of a Ukrainian jetliner outside Tehran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's likely an Iranian missile brought down the plane. He's the highest level American official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. Pompeo says an investigation will continue.
It's important that we get to the bottom of it.
And he's confident the U.S. and world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterpart urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusions. We don't want to come to them right now.
Iran denies any missiles hit the plane. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. placed more sanctions on Iran Friday in response to its missile attack on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week, and it threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy if Tehran continues to carry out what it considers terrorist actions. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said at a White House news conference the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
The president has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
The Trump administration believes the sanctions will force Tehran to negotiate a new nuclear deal, downsize its missile development program, and in its support of militias in the Middle East. Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast eased on Saturday after a tough night for firefighters, and authorities said they expect to have at least a week of milder weather where they can improve defenses against the huge blazes still burning. A strong southerly wind change on Friday night with gusts of more than 100 kilometers per hour recorded whipped a number of fires up to emergency warning level. But by Saturday morning, cooler temperatures and rainfall had eased conditions. New South Wales Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons said Saturday that firefighters want to make the most of the milder weather.
We really want to take advantage of the more mild conditions that are before us over these next 5 to 7 days to see if we can get as much consolidated and as much contained as we can before we see any return to warmer conditions.
Since October, 27 people have been killed and thousands subjected to repeat evacuations as huge and unpredictable fires scorched more than 10.3 million hectares of land. It's an area roughly the size of South Korea. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.